In South Sudan, 4.8 million people, over one-third of the population, are projected to be in need of urgent food assistance through July. With the risk of famine in some parts of the country, the situation is expected to deteriorate further in the coming months. This is according to three UN agencies, the Food and Agriculture Organization, the World Food Programme, and UNICEF. To explain more is Erminio Sacco, Chief Technical Advisor on Food Security for FAO, who's based in Juba. Mr. Sacco, thank you for joining me.
Yes, hello.
The ongoing conflict in South Sudan has meant that food security in the country has been quite worrying for some time now. Why are you expecting it to deteriorate further?
This is part of the seasonal pattern in the what we call the lean season, which is the beginning of the rainy season. We have normally a peak in food insecurity in the country, and therefore the situation that we have depicted in April is the beginning of the lean season, and we have projected deterioration according to the normal seasonal patterns.
So how would you describe the current food security situation in the country, and how much worse will it get?
The situation is extremely serious. Looking at historical trends, the scale of food insecurity that we are observing now is unprecedented, not just in absolute terms, but also in percentage of the total population, because obviously we have a population growth of around 3% per year. So the situation is extremely serious, and there are very few positive developments that we can expect, particularly the violence and the conflict that has prevailed over the last couple of years seems to be calming down, which is extremely important for both trade and crop planting, livestock movements. Nonetheless, we have very serious economic downturn. We have a situation where the country is facing a drastic phenomenon of skyrocketing market prices and devaluation of the local currency. So the seasonal factors are very important to cushion the crisis. We hope that the current plant in season will help stabilizing the local availability of foods, different food commodities, but we are very concerned about the overall food gap that the country is facing and the market failure that has exacerbated the crisis because of the devaluation of the local currency, shortage of hard currency in the country to finance food imports.
And how are people coping with the situation?
We are particularly concerned about urban population because they are the most dependent on markets, and their purchasing power is severely undermined. Whereas in most of the rural areas, we are still observing a kind of return to subsistence agriculture, very basic livelihoods. So in a sense, it's relatively easy for the bulk of the population in rural areas to somehow disconnect from the market economy, which is a stabilizing factor in the short term, but is undoing the economic development that has happened over the last few years after the independence.
And what assistance is being provided to the people of South Sudan?
The bulk of the assistance that is being provided, especially since the latest crisis that started in December 2013, is of humanitarian nature. And there is an increasing push to enhance the resilience programming. But there are a lot of difficulties because of the limitation of resources and the structural challenges of operating in this country. Physical infrastructure, economic infrastructure, institutional infrastructure are very basic, to be optimistic. And therefore, the bulk of the assistance is still provided through general food distribution, distribution of crop seeds, vegetable seeds, agricultural tools, a lot of veterinary assistance and animal health services, because there is an overall deterioration of the capacity of public institutions to provide even basic services. So UNICEF is extremely active providing nutrition assistance through a network of NGOs. The same applies to WFP for food assistance and to FAO for any kind of livelihood support that we can provide.
Mr. Sacco, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sandra.